Happy Monday and Martin Luther King Day, everyone. It is Monday night. You're listening to Tasha of TMI, Trending Topics for the Modern Woman. This is going to be a good one. So honestly, I've been wanting to do this podcast for about a month now. And finally have like gotten it together. Boy, I feel a little rusty when I don't do a podcast and it's been about a month. I'm like, got to get it together here. And I'm hoping like my content's okay and I get everything together that I want to say and it all comes out the right way, etc. But anyway, here we go. I just thought now's the right time. I'm finally relaxed after a long day and I want to get this out there to you guys. So a couple friends of mine and a few other people along the way that I've met like at a Christmas dinner party and such were telling me about like, oh, they're frustrated. You know, why do these guys always want to put the cart before the horse, so to speak? Like, you know, sex before getting to know them, dating, intimacy, all of that, you know, right from the bat. And the last girl that I spoke to about it, she brought it up. It was at a Christmas dinner here in Charlotte. We were out with some friends. Younger girl, she was probably in her late 20s, early 30s. And she was talking about the online dating and such and just feeling really frustrated. And she, when she was talking about the most recent incident with a guy that she had dated, she really kind of like, you know, kind of crumbled. I would say she was teary-eyed and just upset. And basically he was being quite, you know, forceful with her, abusive emotionally and verbally about being physical. And she had just met him. And he basically concluded the dinner date and was like, well, you know, I'm out of here. And it just left her really kind of sour. And after hearing her that night, I was like, okay, I need to do a podcast about that. But of course, I had to do a little research. So I reached out to some of my guy friends, ages like 35 to 50, and I asked them their opinion. And again, this is after speaking to a couple of my friends, another friend who had mentioned like, gosh, why are they just putting that so out there right in the beginning, you know? And a friend of mine, we had said like, I wonder if men are more lucky, if you know what I mean, when they just kind of let things go and date the girl and court her with chivalry and everything and let things happen naturally, or if they're more lucky if they kind of push it on the girl. And it's interesting the feedback that I got, and I'll roll into that in a minute here. But again, I just want to say this is kind of a thing, and it brought me back to when I was dating, because I, you know, notice that as well. I am kind of a, oh, what do I want to call it? An old timer, so to speak. Like, I want to be courted. I want to be dated. I want, you know, to get to know the guy. I want to make sure I like him. You know, I want all of that. Not saying that there aren't your moments where you, you know, meet someone and maybe there's that instant attraction and, you know, on a random night, things may happen that you didn't expect. You know, I get all of that, but I think for the woman that's actually looking for her soulmate or her partner in life and not to have to be on these dating sites, maybe hopefully to get off of them, you know, there's a different way to approach it. So my one good friend, I don't want to say any names, but was like, yeah, you need to do a podcast about this because I don't feel like men really know. So, I think that's all, you know, age appropriate or depends on the age of the guy, because I want to say, hopefully when they're in their 40s and up, they have a better idea of what a woman wants and they're a little more mature than maybe if they're in their, you know, late 20s and 30s. By the way, they say that most men pretty much don't have that, like, committed, trying to find a partner mentality until, you know, beyond their 30s. So keep that in mind. But anyway, a couple things here. So again, after I talked to some of the men, this is the scoop that I, you know, came up with. So I did ask them, okay, guys, are you getting more intimacy, sex, whatever you want to call it, faster by being somewhat forceful, prompting, etc.? Or, you know, is it happening for you quicker when you're actually like courting her, getting to know her, taking the time, when you let things flow and go, you know, are the woman you are meeting, dating, talking to, being intimate quicker, so to speak. So the outcome was basically what was concluded was it depends on the girl, situational. If she's showing signs that she will be intimate sooner than later, the man is usually in. It's kind of up to her. Men will follow the lead. So that's kind of interesting. If the girl is not into it right away and pulls away, and the guy was only in it for the immediate sex or what have you, with no real intent in like courting her or interest in her, he will peel away, and so will she. So there's that. But then, you know, that one shuts down, and then there's, you know, no anything, no chemistry, no chance, no nothing. And then this can prompt like a few things from my perspective. Basically, like, I guess what I'm saying about this is I get it. So if the guy, if the girl's gonna lead that way, then the men will heed her follow, right? But mostly, I think if the man's interested in a quality girl, and she is physical with him right away, most men have said, probably won't call her. And I'm like, well, why? And they're like, because, I mean, she gave in too quickly. Like, I'm just, it makes me think, would she, you know, give in to anyone that quickly? So that's kind of like a downer for them. It just kind of turns them away, I guess, a turn off. So there's that. But anyway, after hearing this and such, I thought of a couple of things that I wanted to tell the girls that are getting frustrated or, you know, disappointed and feeling like, ugh, this dating thing, I'm giving up. All guys just want one thing, I'm over it. A couple of things I came up with. And this is from my experience and from my friends' experiences and things that have been, you know, happening to my friends and such. So it makes me say, hey, it is truthful. This can be done. This can happen in your world. So just hold tight. Please, number one, don't give up. Your man is out there. You need to know that. I know that I'm awfully optimistic, but I really believe that. I feel like if you just keep staying true to what you want, and don't give in, then it will work. But you gotta let it be, and don't compromise yourself. Like, just don't. So don't give up. Number two, know your worth and what you want, and stick to it. If you want to fling, let him know that. And then there's no false expectations on anyone's part. But, you know, if you're not into that, then let him know that too. If he wants to walk, let him walk. Trust me, the right guy will step up and, you know, fulfill you in so many ways. So really, you know, and be that partner for you that you want. So keep that in mind. Number three, if you're really like digging him and think there's a chance, let him prove himself. Look, a guy wants that, and a guy does want a challenge. Again, this is what I'm hearing from the guys. You know, a girl that's going to give in so quickly, they're just not going to maybe see her as valuable, so to speak, as strong-willed, and what have you. They want a little bit of a challenge. They want a chase. If you have yoga on Wednesday night and he asks you out for Wednesday night, guess what? You have yoga on Wednesday night. Pick another night. If you're going to compromise your schedule so easily for them, then it makes them kind of go, ooh, is that like the character? Is that the girl that I really want? So remember that. So stick to, you know, what you want, your schedule, what works for you, and let him prove himself. Look, nothing's guaranteed, right? But you'll feel better not compromising yourself in case he runs after two dates or after one, right? And you've already done the deed. Number four, this is important. Find out what he is looking for and tell him what you are looking for. Again, back to what I previously said, then there are no false expectations. I think that's the best thing, right? He could be lying if he says he's in it for the long term or wants an LTR. You could be lying if you say you do and you really don't, but it's a chance you have to take. Hopefully you want to take him at face value and believe that they're stating the truth. And if not, then hey, at least you were the honest one. If they end up doing you wrong, then you know what? They have to live with that. So definitely find out. I think that's important. Communication is key. And number five, don't give in to him. You know, what does not feel good or right to you, don't do it. You'll end up being mad at yourself and, you know, not getting what you want. And that's a double, you know, boo-boo. So don't give in to him and what he wants. Keep on the track of what you want. So whatever you need to do to remind yourself of that, make sure that it's there. If you're on a date and you have to run to the bathroom and you've got some notes in your notes on your phone that remind you, read through them, because this is very important. Look, at the end of the day, this is your life. You're taking your time. So please make sure it's with someone who appreciates and invests in you just as much as you do in him. And then guys, here's a couple things that us girls want you to note. These are some takeaways for you, okay? Number one, most women want to be dated, courted. Chivalry is not dead. They want you to get to know them, etc. Take the time. You will likely, end up like swooning her, catching her, whatever you want to call it, if you take the time. But in more than just one area. So please, girls want to be dated. We love that. We love intentionalism. So please do that. And if you're not interested, then let it go and like let her be known. That's fair, right? Number two, it's a win-win. If you're looking for a partner and everything, you know, make sure that you let her know that. And if she might be the girl, then take the time, like I said before, to court her, get to know her. Look, it could be a win-win for you. You're going to end up with the girl you like, hopefully, and you're going to have the physical life which you want to. So that's a win-win. Number three, this is very important. Pictures. Look, if the girl puts pictures up and she's got some face pictures and some body pictures and all that, don't ask her for more pictures. We look at that like that's creepy. Maybe talk to her a little more, text her a little more, get to know her, and then just meet up with her. That's going to be the true telltale sign of it all, right? When you meet her in person, is there chemistry? Do we kind of gel? Is there a good flow circulating between us? Conversation, chemistry, all of that. So don't keep asking for pictures. We think it's annoying. It just shows that you're putting so much emphasis on looks. We all get it. The attraction piece needs to be there, but just let that rest, okay? Please do that. That's very important. And then also, what was I going to say real quick? Yeah, just remember that there's more components to a woman than just how she looks in a picture. Look, with all the filters out today, a lot of girls do that. I'm just going to say, they'll filter their pictures, they'll get on Snapchat, and then the guy meets her and he's like, whoa, that doesn't even look like her. So, you know, be careful of that too, of keep asking for pictures. If you generally like what you see in her profile, and I'm talking, you know, about her as well as the pictures, then talk to her and then go ahead and ask her to meet up. I don't care if it's coffee, a walk, a drink, what have you. It doesn't have to be anything big. I think you'll know, you know, right away what you're getting into when you meet up. Also, I'll just say this real quick too. This is important. Back to when I talked to the guys about the whole piece of the intimacy and all of that. Look, the Me Too movement has struck a chord and a nerve with many men out there. So just remember that most likely men are a little bit on the alert. They're not going to be as forceful as maybe they were in the past. They know that, I mean, if the girl cries wolf, could be exactly for that reason, and it's serious. So men don't want to get in any trouble that way too. Highly sensitive times, and there's a lot of seriousness and consequence to all of that. So just remember that too, that Me Too movement, the whole thing of, you know, a woman being, feeling maybe, you know, attacked or however you want to put it. But anyway, just remember that too. And the other thing is, you know, I guess all in all is just remember, don't push. It'll all come in time if it's meant to be. A girl who's on the sites is most likely looking to date someone, so remember that too. And again, don't be creepy. That's just not good. I'm going to talk about just a couple things that I did happen to look into as I was researching some content for this and this podcast, I should say, and it was kind of interesting. So a couple things to keep in mind, guys. Do flirt when you message, but real quick, this is for the guys. Avoid being overtly sexual. Getting too sexy time too soon is a turnoff. However, a flirtatious touch does help spark chemistry, so feel free to sprinkle in some double entendres and innuendos. Some cheeky wit does wonders. This is here. A client of mine recently matched with his dream girl, a smart, beautiful power lawyer. The opening line that got him a host of heart face emojis and a first date. Counselor, you have a rebuttal that just won't quit. The prosecution rests. Okay, that's kind of cute. So keep that in mind. And here we go. Don't ask her for more pictures. This is an immediate creeper alert. If I've got 8 good quality photos up on the site and he emails me saying, can you send me more pictures? My first thought is, why? My second thought is this guy in prison? And if not, should he be? See what I mean, guys? So there's that. Getting physical, real quick, this is just a note too. Getting physical is essential for a relationship. It's a regular part of it, and we cannot deny that it mostly delivers pleasure. You don't have to wait days, weeks, months, and years to get physical if you are not controlled by the dogmas established by your religious background. Keep the following in mind. You shouldn't set time limits on things like sex and intimacy and crave for them. Putting time frames results in your excessive concentration on less essential things. If you're planning to develop a long-lasting and meaningful connection, concentrate on a person. Do what does feel both, natural, etc. Touch her, hold her hand, etc., etc. This is kind of interesting too. I'm going to talk about, let me forward here real quick about the intimacy thing, and then I'm going to go back to a study done at the Ohio State University. But real quick, intimacy. That doesn't mean men don't seek intimacy, love, and connection in a relationship just as women do. They just view the role of sex differently. Women want to talk first, connect first. We want to feel safe, then have sex, Perel explains. For men, sex is the connection. Sex is the language men use to express their tender, loving, vulnerable side, Perel says. It is their language of intimacy. But we have to remember that's what men's is and women's is different. Real quick, this is kind of interesting. I'm just going to throw this in there. This is like popcorn style. Just throw it in. But do men think about sex all day long? This is from Healthline. A recent study at the Ohio State University of over 200 students debunks the popular myth that men think about sex every 7 seconds. That would mean 8,000 thoughts in 16 waking hours. The young men in the study reported thoughts of sex 19 times per day on average. The young women in the study reported an average of 10 thoughts about sex per day. So do men think about sex twice as much as women? Well, the study also suggested that men thought about food and sleep more frequently than women. It's possible that men are more comfortable thinking about sex and reporting their thoughts. Terry Fisher, the lead author of the study, claims that people who reported being comfortable with sex in the study questionnaire were most likely to think about sex on a frequent basis. Anyway, that's kind of interesting. Just wanted to throw that in there. But real quick, going back to this, I just want to touch on a couple quick quotes, and this is for you women, just some things to keep in mind. Look, men and women may be different. A certain man may be thinking about what he wants differently than the woman that he actually ends up going on a date with. But women, don't be afraid, once again, to remember where you're at, remember what you want, have that self-worth, and here we go. Self-love, self-respect, self-worth. There is a reason they all start with self. You could not find them in anyone else. And then another neat quote I thought of is, just remember this, and if you're feeling a little pessimistic or doubtful, sometimes you got to stop worrying and wondering and doubting. Have faith that things will work out. Maybe not how you planned, but how they were meant to be. So keep being who you are and stay true to what you want. Don't give up. Don't compromise. I know the right man will be there for you just as you will be there for him. You just have to have faith. Stay with it. Don't stop dating until you find that man. He is out there. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck, ladies and gentlemen. And stay tuned for my next podcast coming up within about a couple weeks. Take care.